Steel Plaza. Please stand clear of the doors.
Steel Plaza Podcast 303 East Main Street in Carnegie, back again with us. Joining us today, Michael Palladini from the band Different Places and Spaces, as well as Trish Smith from For the 412, as well as Little Bat and all that other great stuff you do. Guys, how are we doing today?
Great.
What's up? Great. Any trouble getting in today?
Nope. The sun was shining.
Sun is shining.
It is shining. Heat wave.
It is a heat wave. I wasn't sure if you're going to be here. It's so hard to get a hold of people. So,
yeah. And I made it.
You did make it.
It's great.
I don't know if you guys know people like this, but I have friends where I'll call and I'll leave a message, and they'll call me back after I've left the voicemail.
Yeah.
And say, I saw you called. What's up?
What's going on? Yeah.
I just told you what was up.
Yeah, I left you. Like, do you want to hang up, listen to it, and call me back?
Yeah. Or do you want to say it again and then you can listen
to it? Yeah, because it's sort of like, I don't want to say it twice.
Yeah.
Right. There is a new feature I noticed on the iPhone where it'll translate your message so you don't even have to listen to it. It's written there. So it's like a text message pretty much.
And they still ignore it?
I don't call people.
And the words are always like almost right there, but some words don't make sense. And then you listen and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I saw you texting me. What did you want?
Yeah, exactly. It's like communication.
Communication.
But it's good for when you're in a meeting and you can just like quickly read it and you don't have to like step out and listen. Mm-hmm.
So I do love the technology features. And I think it's a great, great time we're living in.
Isn't it fun?
there's so much, negativity everywhere right now. And, there's so many groups supporting other groups, and I think that's great. I was driving to the studio today, and I saw two bumper stickers on the same vehicle. Do you know what they were?
I don't know. There's so many things they could be to guess.
If you had to hazard a guess, Michael.
Take my hand, not my life.
Very close, very close. On the left side of the bumper, it said Black Lives Matter. Okay. On the right side, it says We Support the Police with a thin blue line. Can you do both? I mean, that's a fence-sitting thing,
exactly.
To me, because that's sort of just a blanket.
Yeah.
I love everyone.
Exactly.
And I think with those two groups, you have to choose one or the other, what I mean? Because in my opinion, that's almost the same thing as having a bumper sticker that says, LGBT rights, and then, Westboro Baptist Church.
For sure.
just in case.
Exactly, just to kind of cover yourself up.
just in case. Those things always happen.
Mm-hmm.
And with those support groups, there's the other groups. And people say, well, we support the police because they put their lives on the line every day.
Yeah.
Or we support our troops because they put their lives on the line every day. Mm-hmm. But there's other occupations that also do that. Oh, do we agree?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Absolutely.
Number one, liquor store clerks.
For sure.
Right.
You know those construction guys out there every day?
Right.
Yes, that's true.
PennDOT.
PennDOT, for sure. 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
Retailers.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Coast Guard.
Coast Guard, Coast Guard. Yeah. Fires.
Yeah, the volunteer firefighters,
Yeah, definitely.
I think, liquor stores, pizza delivery guys.
Yeah.
Uber drivers.
Uber drivers, for sure. I've thought about doing that myself.
I've thought about it too, but after they
really
keep getting robbed, then
I really want to do it because it like fits so well in with the schedule. But also,
yeah,
I think my main thing is I don't even want to keep my car clean. It's like
right,
I look like you can tell I live in my car pretty much. So
yeah.
why does it matter if it's clean or not? I'm giving you a ride.
You're getting.
I feel like
low cost rides.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like if I got it in someone's car is as messy as mine, I'd be like, what are you up to?
So, and just recently, what was that guy? He didn't rob him, but he, took him by gunpoint or something. Mm-hmm. It was on the news. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, he hijacked the vehicle.
Uber driver?
Yeah, Uber driver.
That's crazy.
Which is weird, because they're already going to take you where you want to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I remember this one that this guy was, he went on a 2-hour ride with him and made him stop everywhere, and he was just like, drug dealing the whole way. And he took him for hours. And he had no idea until, the end, and then they got caught, and then it's like, well, I'm I'm just driving him Uber around. Yeah, you know?
They had to be in on it.
You know?
I don't know. Yeah, I know someone posted on Facebook the other day that they drove to like Cincinnati for like. The guy got in the car, and that was his destination, so he drove him there.
He just drove him the
5 hours later.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Amazing.
I would hope they got paid for their time coming back, too, though. Like,
probably.
I would hope so.
And then, like, how do you rate the passenger?
Right.
Like, at gunpoint.
Exactly.
He was great and, you know, cordial. He had extra savoir-faire, except totally. He held me at gunpoint.
Yeah.
So, be careful.
Made me drive around.
Maybe a 3.
Yeah.
Give him a 3.5 stars. And I got a tip, so.
Yeah, so there you go.
But yeah, like to use those ride-sharing things to rob banks mm-hmm. and liquor stores. I mean, does that make you like an accessory to the crime? I mean,
I would assume.
I mean, if you, I feel like it depend on the situation, and mm-hmm. a lot of time you'd probably get grouped into there, but sometimes you just probably don't know.
Yeah.
We simply do not know.
We don't know.
But why, can I ask you, are people still robbing liquor stores? Everything uses a card now.
Yeah, that's so true.
You know what I mean?
It's like how much money's in the drawer.
Well, it would be like probably a bag of nickels and pennies. Like
yeah.
the local town drunk was panhandling to get all day to get his fifth of Jack.
Exactly.
You know, so.
It's like 30 you know, pounds of change.
Work smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Work smarter,
that's
not
that
harder.
The truth.
Unless they're just wanting to grab a bottle while they're in there. They're like, I'll get both of these things
yeah.
done at once.
They're drunk and broke.
I don't know. If you were to rob a store, Michael.
What kind of store?
If you were to rob a store, would it be a liquor store?
No.
No? Okay.
It'd probably be more of a... I don't know. I feel like it'd be a place that I'd have to do my research and maybe like have to have a lot of cash. You know, I feel like I would Ocean's 11 it.
Yeah.
It'd take months and years in advance to do it before I just pulled the trigger and walked in there. You know,
or like the Now You See Me, like magicians and
that's so
dude,
cool.
Something along
like
that line.
Absolutely.
But I think I'd want to like Jewels, so it's like a movie, and I would like get in a cat outfit and like just like be sneaking around and just like do something like that.
Sneaking walking around in a cat outfit.
Yeah.
Walking
you know,
lasers.
Cat burglar.
Yeah.
I'd have to play it up.
Cat woman.
You know. I am a bat, so you know,
there
it kind of counts.
That is true.
Great.
I liked your new compilation thing. That was awesome.
Oh, thank you. Took a while, but...
Was it a video or?
Yeah, so I have a show called 4-1 Tunes where I interview bands like almost every week and it goes
cool.
out on Wednesdays. But this one I took the beginning of every episode so far and just put it in. So it ended up being like 15 minutes long, but it was just like the introduction. Like I did it with them. I was like, hey, this is Wire Riots. And then I showed like we were like in the graveyard making a song. Mm. But then for shows, I showed like a little clip of each band. So it like kind of like worked out.
Cool.
So hopefully like more bands will reach out and it'll like branch out a little bit.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on it,
for
we can
sure.
also work that
she
out.
She just casually threw out in the graveyard making a song and you were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds that sounds normal.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's good.
Where else would you go?
But the worst part about videos is the uploading time, or I'm sorry, the rendering and then the uploading time.
Yes. I feel like uploading's been going a lot faster, but it's just like that took me an hour and a half to export.
Oh, wow. Mm. See, whereas like with this, with audio, it's so fast.
It's
so fast.
It takes so much,
yeah.
Video's a lot different, you know?
Right.
We just made a music video and we've been working on it a month now and it's still not done. Like just editing everything. And we have like a pretty much almost final copy, but it's like still just everything like with like kind of syncing up with the lip singing and everything.
Yes.
And like anything we notice that we don't like, we're just like, we have to change that. And then that's like another week of changing. And then a 4-week project takes more like 3 months, but it's okay though.
Yeah. You know? Even with just my little segments, I always line the music up the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes like the sound quality is not good and I have to get a track and like lay it down, but it drives me nuts. But
it's like you get like out a jeweler's lens to like look out where it lines up, you know?
And people won't even notice that, but you'll notice that.
And then it'll make you insane
like,
every time you see it. Yeah.
You will just stay at that. That's funny.
Was this music video the one that was in a box?
It was. Did you see that?
I saw the picture.
Yeah. It's cool. it was, so we filmed it. We had a friend, Make the Box. He works for RIP Pittsburgh, and he does all like kind of woods craftsmanship, and he made us this box. And like, I remember we filmed it on the Saturday and Sunday of a weekend, and he built it on Friday, and he built it all in one day, and it was just the size of we all fit in it. It was probably like 5 feet long and 5 feet tall, and it ended up being really cool because it looks like it's just kind of floating in the darkness. And then we made it look like we're in a television.
Okay.
So it's like this TV is just kind of castle on the side of the street, and we're in this video playing like in the TV, and people are just walking by not noticing. So
that's
just,
so cool.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
really
neat.
Cool.
I'll have to show it to you guys. It's really neat. So that's like, we're just trying to finish that because that'll be like our first real official video.
Mm-hmm.
So we're excited. It should be good. Hopefully it'll lead some doors of like playing festivals and all that stuff. So
well, you got what's coming up?
Yeah, we're playing
Deutschtown's coming up.
Deutschtown's coming up,
Is there a layer cake again this year?
And there is another layer cake,
okay.
And then there's that Rant Festival, which is always cool.
Rant,
Lawrence
Rock All Night.
Rock All Night tour. Mm-hmm.
I missed that last year. I was bummed out.
Yeah,
we did
neat.
Every single one of those.
You know, you went to them all? That's great.
Well, no, we're the Y Rides.
Oh, yeah, very neat.
But this year, I don't know how many we can possibly do, because I'm going to be gone with the Army all of July. So
you're in
that's
the Army?
Like, and that's when everything happens, is in July.
Have you done your boot camp stuff? Or
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you've done all that, and then are you going? Are they deploying you, or? are you ROTC? Or?
No,
okay.
I don't know. Things are so, like...
They're so up in the air right now.
We simply don't know.
Yeah.
The latest news drop is that they need to enlist 28,000 more National Guard.
Oh, I see.
So now, like, they're doing this huge bonus for people that qualify.
Okay.
You know, and it's not really my place to promote or say anything,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not a recruiter, but,
no.
I mean, the incentive is pretty good.
Yeah,
so,
for sure. I mean, if people for going to school, how expensive
mm-hmm.
school is, the GI Bill, you know?
Yep. So, like, if you enlist in the National Guard and you meet all the qualifications, you can go to any state-funded college for free, so.
Wow.
But it's pretty cool.
That's good.
But as far as, you know...
It's just the world is so crazy.
Yeah, it's like, we don't know,
no one knows.
Like, what's going on from Monday to Friday because of the news.
Seriously.
And,
Your job could be going to the border and building the fence.
It could be. I read that.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, no. I'm
a
terrible carpenter, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
that's
I could dig holes.
There's going to be a very weak spot wherever
exactly.
I am, you know?
Just point it out and be like, you guys can come this way. I met a guy that lived in South Texas, and his Friday night was like him and his friends sitting on his back porch and just watching immigrants trying to get over the border, and like watching border police kind of swarm in on them, and like seeing the they would pull for the ones that got over the border, and they would see like two or three make it out of 50, and they would just like cheer them on. And I was like, man, it's like those people are so scared of their hometown that they're willing to break into another country, you know? It's
and that's
crazy.
The type of people that should be on American Ninja Warrior.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. They're good at that, you know?
All that jumping and climbing
and crawling.
Well, I'm
mm-hmm.
thinking that your friend should have started like a new underground railroad.
Totally.
And, like,
them. Bring
them
under, you know? Bring them in their house. Keep them in their garage,
right.
You know?
Give them some food and then send them to the next house.
Keep going, you know? Just like... Give them some blonde wigs, and in the cover of darkness, they'll just get there.
Yeah, that's
great.
Fine.
It's no problem.
We gotta help each other. How else are we gonna survive, you know?
Awesome. All right, right back after this.
Chains to see me fall.
303 East Main Street, Carnegie, PA, Sound Color Studios. And that was Echoes Never Lie with In Remembrance. You can check them out on iTunes and Reverb Nation, as well as Facebook, Echoes Never Lie. And joining us now is the High Scores. Char, Tim, and Cora are here. The improv stand-up comedy group?
Improv.
Musical improv group. Michael loves them.
Thanks.
It's great.
I just put words in your mouth. So
it's
okay?
Awesome. Okay. I was riding that wave.
Okay. So what do you got coming up, Michael, with your shows?
So, we actually have a show next week at the Club Cafe next Tuesday. And then on Friday that same week is we're playing at Zenith, which was it's the antique store brunch place, which is, I love that place.
So
but
cool.
It's amazing. I know, are you still vegan? Sort of.
Freegan. Whatever food is near my mouth.
Exactly. Free is a great four-letter word.
Food but, flexible.
Yes, exactly. Stretching.
Fluid.
But they're having a kind of an art showcase, so we're playing there. So I'm excited to play in front of this huge antique store, you know, like with all these old clothing and whatnot. And there's paintings, and people are bringing their art in, and then there's a couple bands playing, and then we are booking a big nationwide tour in March. So they're taking off the first weekend of March, so we'll be gone for about 2 months.
Wow. Where are you going?
Yeah. We're going all the way. We're taking 80 all the way out to Colorado and then going south and getting to L.A. and then going up and down the coast of the West and then coming back east through, like, Texas and everything. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, we have
fantastic.
Winnebago, so we're going to be piled in the Winnebago and just going
nice.
For it.
You're going to be filming it, too?
We have a guy coming.
Nice.
We have a camera. We're going to be filming it, yeah. So... We're
like
excited. Yeah, we all quit our jobs, so.
Whoa!
It's great.
Love it.
Wow.
Yeah. It'll be good, for sure.
Yes.
So
that would be so liberating to do. I can't wait until I can just be like, no, you know what, I'm not doing that.
I'm going to go for it, you know?
No, I'm not doing that.
I don't have any children right now, so I think this is the time to do it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well,
I mean,
that you know of.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know.
They haven't come knocking
yet,
so.
I had a friend in high school. He went to Germany for 2 months, and then 6 months later, after he was back, he got a call and was like, hey, you have a son here.
Ooh.
It's like, you're going to have a son here in Germany. God bless you.
Got this
you're
German 18. Baby.
teeny bopper.
Yeah. Papa.
Papa, exactly.
Papa.
But the great thing is, they can write a movie about that.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Sideshow. But we're really excited for the tour. It's going to be fun.
Awesome.
We're excited to meet people and just, you know, get out there and feel it out. With our feelers. You know?
Feeling it up. Yes. High Scores, what are you guys doing?
Ooh.
We've got lots of things on the horizon.
We do. What do we have going on, Tim?
Well, we've got Brillo Box coming up.
Yeah, that's right. March 23rd, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
This is a Thursday.
Yeah, an opening for Your Life the Musical on April 8th?
7th. Yep.
And of course, our regular Sunday schedule at the Arcade Comedy Theater downtown.
Yep, that's where you can get just most often.
Yeah, yeah, not every Sunday, but most Sundays. And if you need that schedule, you can go to where and find out, Cora?
ArcadeComedyTheater.com. Org. Yeah.
She was joking.
Oh, so close.
That's comedy for you.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, well, that's what we do. We just make them up.
Just kidding. It's a thought org.
Yeah, a lot of people plan and like train and really
somebody
plan
listening
out.
Was typing. And it's like, God damn it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Uh-huh. No, not us. We're off the cuff. That's how we find our comedy. Yeah. We don't need to practice.
It's like EDU.
I have to type those two fingers and I type that all the way out. Now it's a dot org, you bastards.
Yeah. Leading people astray.
On a typewriter, too. So you can't even
typewriter
go back.
A whole sheet of paper weighs in. Oh, man.
Like The Shining.
Oh, my.
I think we're also going to start busking. That's actually a legitimate.
Actually, yeah, we just thought of this while we were standing outside on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
We were like, this is a really nice sidewalk.
It is.
That I think we would like to spend time on. So.
Yep. So that's what we're going to quit our jobs and just
definitely.
Start busking full time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And musical improv, it's a magical, mystical unicorn of a comedy form. Everyone loves it.
How does it work?
Yeah. Oh, great question.
Wow.
How does it work? I ask myself this every time we do a show. We basically, like other improv, we get suggestions from the audience a lot of the time, and we have a couple of different games that we play, And this time, though, we actually make music out of that. So we're not only improvising scenes, but we're also making up songs on the spot.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, and sometimes you don't know when those songs are going to occur because our accompanist just decides the right spot and starts playing. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, all right, time to sing.
Yes, we're singing.
Whatever's going to come out is going to come out.
Yeah,
right?
Time to belt out some lyrics.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the best, though.
Oh, the greatest stuff comes out of that. Yeah. Especially such great fodder for future scenes and mm-hmm. sketches and even songs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun because you can't. The nature of improv itself, like, you can't get stuck inside your own head. In order for it to work, you have to just blurt out whatever pops into your mind away. Mm-hmm. And with the music, that's really, really fun to play with because you don't always know what you're going to say sometimes until the word is coming out of your mouth and, like, you surprise yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
No, I agree with that because, like, that's how most of the Wire Riots lyrics are. It's sort of like a lyrical Rorschach test with, like, free word association.
Yeah. A lot of our games are like that.
And then, like, the guys are like, that was great. What was that? I was like, I don't know. Did you record it?
Yeah.
We have it on tape.
Yeah.
Adam, you have to join us. We need you.
That would be really fun. You should do a guest spot.
Ooh.
Yeah. We love guests. We love guests.
Mm-hmm. Come play with us.
Oh, man. That would be great. The Olga Watkins Band will be performing at NOLA on the Square next Saturday, February 25th from 8 to 11 is coming up. When's your actual next show, Mike?
We were playing Tuesday night, the 21st, at the Club Cafe in the South Side.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just one of the band called Sin Cane, who are really cool.
Mm.
It's like an African pop funk band. We played with them before when they came to Pittsburgh. They're really cool. The lead guy used to be in a Montreal and Yesay. I don't know if you guys have heard of those bands. Yeah. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's really cool. I remember seeing them. I remember meeting him after Yesay's show in, like, 2011.
Me too.
Yeah.
And then in Baltimore.
I met him out in L.A. And
way.
It's funny how, like, 5-6 years later, he's doing his own thing and having a lot of success, and mm-hmm. it's really danceable. It's really cool, so. And all of his band members are really nice, and it's cool that meeting them last year, almost a year and a half ago, and then kind of getting asked to play with them again when they came through here is, like, I felt like a proud mom.
Full circle.
Full circle. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Okay, this is why I'm doing this.
It's my boy.
Did you see what he just did?
Yeah.
That's
so proud.
He didn't miss a chord.
Seriously, he did it. He did it.
Or he didn't miss a chord.
No one noticed. Yeah, no one noticed. He played it off so well.
Mm.
That's funny.
Thanks so much for being here with us, everybody. And as always, if you like what you hear at the top of the show and the bumper music, make sure to check out and visit thewireriots.bandcamp.com where you can pick up the latest album for only $5. Keep supporting local music and artists, sharing and telling a friend. Until next time on the Steel Plaza Podcast.
It is a foregone conclusion that we live in uncertain times. There's so much uncertainty around us, and we don't know what's coming up around the corner. Why not take a break from your day with a psychic reading from one of our sponsors? At AskNow.com, only two out of 100 psychics who apply are selected, and they are the best of the best. If you call 844-428-1578 and mention that you heard it here on Steel Plaza Podcast, you can use our special offer, and that's $10 for a full 15-minute reading. Give them a call today, 844-428-1578, and mention you heard it here on the Steel Plaza Podcast.